You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Richie Lugo, president of Blueprint Ideation Incorporated, whose company is spearheading the development of a new men's grooming line geared towards alpha males. Richie, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly appreciate your time and joining us here today. So, for starters, tell us the story behind Maintame and how you got it started.
So it was actually a very organic process. I got a job right out of college in 2008, perfect time to graduate from college in the middle of the beginning of the recession. And I got a job at the distribution company selling beauty products. And for the past 8 years, we've been selling products, buying other people's products, some of the biggest brands in the world, Conair, Hot Tools, OPI, some pretty big brands in the beauty world. And, you know, what we kind of found was that there was an opening and there was a gap for more brands, for brands to kind of do something a little bit different. And a lot of the beauty business is kind of been overtaken by some really big brands. And we thought, you know what, we kind of wanted to throw our hat in the mix and utilize this opportunity to create something that was special. So that's kind of the background behind Maintame, given the opportunity for us at the time.
And looking at the industry, how do you see the current state of the men's grooming business?
You know, actually right now we've done a lot of research and a lot of due diligence in what our competitors are doing. And there's some people doing fantastic work. And, you know, we're fans of a lot of brands. Being a consumer myself, I'm an avid user of hair gels and pomades and combs and brushes and everything else. And to tell you the truth, it's really saturated right now. It's saturated with brands who are coming out, and I think that the cost of starting a company is very fair. When you look at starting at any other business, whether it's technology or any kind of other manufacturing, the personal care business is a little bit more accessible. And being here in Southern California, there's a lot of manufacturing plants and companies that work with you, a lot of chemists that kind of make it easy. So, you know, we look at the business as saturated, but we also look at it that there's an opportunity for someone who can come into the market and do something a little bit different and a little bit better and not so stale. So while it is a crowded arena, we think that the upper echelon manufacturers have definitely left an opening for another company. We're hoping to fill that void.
And so far, it sounds like you're doing just that. Now, how has social media played a role in your marketing efforts so far?
Social media is a funny thing because to us it's somewhat of a moving target. When we got started about a year ago, social media was being the people who were using it the best were doing a lot of paid endorsements in that they were finding, you know, these really popular influencers as they're known, and they were getting them to take pictures with their product and post it, and that helped a lot of brands get a little bit of credibility. What we've seen is a major shift in that consumers are really smartening up. Like I said before, being one myself, I think that the intelligence of consumers when using social media, people know when they're being sold to. People know when they're being advertised to, and that can have a negative impact, when it comes to brands who are utilizing that method. So the way we look at social media now is a little bit like a traditional magazine catalog or a magazine ad. You know, when you see an ad for Dolce & Gabbana or Gucci or a watch or any kind of fashion type of category product, you know, you don't really see, you know, now on sale for $599. You know, you don't see things like that. You just see an ad. And we use social media kind of like that now. We use it as a platform to advertise our brand and try to get as many impressions as we can. We don't really worry too much about sales, even though, of course, you know, my owner would like that a lot more. we focus more on long-term relationships and on establishing that using social media as a vehicle to communicate.
Today, we're joined by Richie Lugo, president of Blueprint Ideation Incorporated, whose company is spearheading the development of a new men's grooming line geared towards alpha males here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Richie, how is the growing trend of various e-commerce outlets such as Amazon or eBay impacted your brand?
You know, there's been a kind of a stigma when it comes to Amazon and eBay. I feel it's changing a little bit. You know, being in the distribution business, we've come across many, many brands who have been really resistant to Amazon and to eBay. And for good reason. You know, some of those sites have, you know, they're known to bring the pricing down and the value down on a brand. We've taken a little bit of a different approach when it comes to Amazon particularly, which is like the number one e-commerce site. We try to use Amazon and, you know, use it to our advantage. We try to build A-plus enhanced pages, product pages, to feature our brand. There's something called Amazon Brand Registry, and I would recommend that to any brand owner in order to kind of get out in front of this thing, because if you don't put your product on Amazon, take control of the type of images that get up there, to take control of the description of your products, so definitely of the pricing of your products, chances are, you know, someone is going to get your brand, they're going to put your product on there, and having to recover after the fact can be a long uphill battle. So for us, we've used Amazon by, you know, trying to partner with them, trying to maintain a very high price point, show value to our customers. And I think that's very, very important for anyone definitely starting a brand or growing online.
And also, what are the future goals for your brand maintain?
Having a strong background in distribution has really been advantageous for us. What we've done so far is really focused on partnerships with barbers, with barbershops, some salons, and brick-and-mortar beauty supply stores. So when I look at the future of our brand, you know, we have five more products that are coming to the market within a month. So in January, we're going to start going to trade shows, going to events, going to expos. Some of those will be international as we're looking for international distribution. So I think, you know, we kind of look at the growth in phases. Phase one for us is to focus on our partnerships, both domestic and international. And phase two is going to be to get top shelf placement amongst some top retail outlets. So we're really excited about building the brand to be a lifestyle brand, to be something that really connects with users. You know, we look at the men's grooming category as a very intimate category. You know, when you're putting products on your hair, on your face, you know, it's something that that has to be reliable, just like any other brand or any other products that people love. We want to be a brand that kind of, you know, entices a connection with the user. You know, we want to be there to bring those experiences, and I think the only way you get there is by being real, being true to form, and just being honest. So we're looking forward to that in the future.
Well, Richie, certainly has been good to have had you, and thanks for the information shared and insight as well from your experience and expertise. One last thing in conclusion, what advice would you have for those listening in that are obviously looking to grow their business? Any advice for those tuning in today?
Absolutely. You know what I would say, what I've learned in my career in this thing, both on the distribution side and on the manufacturing side, is when you're making products or you're making brands, it's really important to make products for yourself. You know, I've done a lot of research, and, you know, I've talked to a lot of different people, both before I got started and now in this process of the past year. And, you know, a lot of people do it for the wrong reasons. A lot of people make products, and they think, what can I sell? How can I get rich? How can I sell, you know, things? How can I solve a problem for other people and make something? And I think that's great, and it can work for a lot of people. But, you know, you're going to have a lot of there are going to be a lot of down moments, a lot of struggle. And I think when you're making products for yourself, all the answers kind of come together from how should a product smell, how should it be packaged, you know, what should be the title of this thing, how big should it be. If you're making it for yourself, I think a lot of those answers kind of fall into place.
Certainly sound advice, and we appreciate your sharing that with us. Where can listeners get more information about Maintain and or Blueprint Ideation?
Absolutely. All of our information for our company is on our website, maintain.com. And you can check us out there. We also have products available on Amazon, and you can just type in Maintain on Amazon, and you'll see everything that we have there. There are images and videos available.
Well, once again, Richie, we thank you for your time and for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Continued success, and have a great day out there.
Thank you so much, Eric. Take care.
And you as well. We have been speaking with Richie Lugo, president of Blueprint Ideation Incorporated, whose company is spearheading the development of a new men's grooming line geared towards alpha males. And for more information, simply visit maintain.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.